tomorrow night, the afternoon high 82. I'm James Spann with the Alabama Weather Network on Tide 100.9. It's 79 degrees in Tuscaloosa.
Once again with Christian Miller taking him down.
It's time for the Miller's Edge with New York Giants legend and South Carolina Hall of Famer Corey Miller
and his son,
four-time SEC champion
and two-time national champion Christian Miller.
And knocked down again. That was Christian Miller.
Here is college football playoff national champion
Christian Miller
on Tide 100.9
and 1230 AM WTBC.
Wednesday edition of the Miller's Edge, Tide 100.9, 1230 WTBC, presented by the Good Feet Store. America's art support experts. Hope you guys are doing great. I know you guys are probably feeling great right now. I know Chase just mentioned the weather, man. Beautiful weather outside. Sun is shining. It's like the perfect weather that you could ask for, especially around football time. Now, we know probably not going to stick around too long. Our buddy James Spann will probably give us more details on that moving forward. But speaking of weather, could be some interesting weather this upcoming weekend for those that will be making the trip down to Tallahassee. So make sure you guys stay on the lookout for that. I think the rain still is expected. We've been talking about that. But nonetheless, man, football is going to be played. But for you guys that are attending the game, might want to pack a rain jacket, coat, umbrella, poncho, whatever you may need to stay dry. But nonetheless, man, 3 days away, meaning we're just chomping at the bit, man. We're getting there. We're coming up on it. And it's going to be here before we know. But in the meantime, we're going to continue to do what we've been doing here on the show throughout the week, breaking down the matchup. Again, we've been talking at length about Florida State, their personnel, what to expect. Alabama, we'll dive a little bit more into Alabama. I feel like we've been looking at Florida State so much, which is good. But I think today we'll probably take a little bit more of a look at our team, right, and just kind of get an idea on what to expect, maybe our approach, right, to this matchup. Plus, we got to catch up on some more interviews, man. There's been plenty of media going around the table, Chase. I mean, we've got Ty Simpson speaking to the media yesterday, Ryan Williams, Deontay Lawson, a number of players spoke. We heard from Kalen DeBoer and Ryan Grubb, heard part of Kane Womack, which I want to dive back into that Kane Womack interview because we only listened to like the first few minutes. And I have some more thoughts kind of on this Gus Malzahn offense that we will face, which – Chase, I'm just going to be honest with you, man. The more time I have thinking about this matchup, the more things I start thinking in my head of, you know, I guess situations or things that, you know, could come up or could occur in this game. And I'm not going to lie to you, man, for the folks that are just extremely confident, we're just going to roll all over these dudes, man. I love your confidence. But me personally, just looking at all the different factors, I truly believe it's going to be a good matchup, man. I definitely think it is. I mean, if you just look at what they have, in terms of going against us, some of the things that we struggled with last year just kind of aren't really in our favor in this week one matchup, whether it's, you know, struggling playing on the road. Well, we're on the road in week one. Struggling against mobile quarterbacks. Well, they've got one. And then you add to that equation Gus Malzahn, right? Obviously, they're going to get to a number of things. We've talked about that. We'll continue to talk about it. And speaking of Gus Malzahn and those guys and breaking that down, I've got some really exciting for you guys tomorrow because we're going to continue to break it down. But this time it's not just going to be me. We're going to be joined by somebody who's very familiar. Well, you guys are very familiar with this guy. He's honestly probably one of the greatest to ever come through this program. He's definitely one of the heaviest hitters that ever came through this program, if not the heaviest hitter. And he actually has experience like myself playing against Gus Malzahn. So I reached out and said, hey, bro, I need you to hop on here for me and talk a little bit about Gus Malzahn and what we can expect. That person is none other than former Alabama linebacker Reuben Foster. So he will be joining us tomorrow on the show. And we're going to be breaking down this Bama football team, talking about the defense for sure, what he expects from this team going into year 200, Kalen DeBoer. Then I definitely want to chop it up with Reuben about Gus Malzahn because we both played him. I guess he was there pretty much the whole time. When did he stop coaching at Auburn? I got to look it up. But we played him at least a handful of times, if not the whole time we were here. So Reuben being that signal caller, man, he knows all about Gus Malzahn. Plus, he almost went to Auburn, so he knows a lot about the guy. So we're going to get him on the show tomorrow. So that's going to be a big treat for you guys. I know you'll be excited for that. So be tuned for that. I'll let you know about the time once we do all that. But Ruben's just like, yeah, I'm down, bro. Let's do it. So we got that set up for you guys tomorrow. Today I'm still working on whether we're going to have somebody or not. So stay tuned for that. I'll keep you guys posted if we do make that happen or not. Again, I told you we're going to be bringing on a number of people really talking football, breaking it down. So be prepared for that. But in terms of kicking things off, we definitely got to kick things off with interviews. Want to hear from Ty because we didn't get to that yesterday. And I know he had a lot of great things to say when he stepped up to his podium and was speaking to the media post-practice. So we'll definitely dive into that. Definitely want to dive into Ryan Williams. Definitely piggyback off of Kane Womack from yesterday. And then if we have time, we will maybe take a look at maybe Deontay Lawson. I know Bray Hubbard also spoke. I mean, there's a number of guys. LT Overton. It's kind of, you know, take your pick, right, Chase? I mean, literally, I feel like they had the whole team out there. But we'll definitely do that. Plus, we'll go to you guys, 205-342-9904 is the number if you guys want to get in on the action. And we might even start previewing some of these other games. Again, you got a big weekend of college football, man. And honestly, it's probably one of the best weekends of college football in quite some time. You got Texas traveling to Ohio State, I think number one versus number three matchup. A lot of people excited about that game. I mean, that's one way to kick it off. And it literally is going to be kicking it off, Chase, because they've got an 11 o'clock kick, a really early game. So before the Bama game, we got a really good game in Texas and Ohio State. Maybe talk a little bit about that, give our thoughts on that matchup. I know some people like to have some fun and bet a little bit. Again, if you guys do that, make sure you do it responsibly. But maybe we'll take a look at that. This is my thing, Chase. I said, this is what I'm going to do. So I was talking to a good buddy of mine. I said, maybe what I'm going to do is I'm probably not going to bet. I don't really bet. But what I might do is I might just write some bets down or just like pick a few teams, pick a few games, and just as if I was. I'm not going to, but I'm just going to do it and see how it goes. Because I'm not going to lie. Last year we were doing that thing with, it was like Underdog. And I'll say this though, not to encourage betting by any means, but it did make the games a little bit more interesting because as a player, I never could do that. So I never was into it. But when we did the thing with Underdog last year, it was kind of like my first time. And that was like, you know, what is it called? Like parlays or legs. You got to choose like 3, 5, you know, different things. And I'm not going to lie. It made the games more interesting because I was like, I mean, you could choose NFL. You could choose NBA. You could choose college football, whatever. And it really made you tune into a whole bunch of other things you typically might not have, you know. Now, I will say this. I was not the greatest at it. Although I had fun, I was not that great. And I almost felt like it was like, it had to be, they were rigging it against me, Chase. And here's why. Because, I was playing it so safe. Like, and this is how safe I was playing it, guys. I would pick, like, Patrick Mahomes, two passing touchdowns. Josh Jacobs, a touchdown. Jalen Milroe, a rushing touchdown. Like, I would pick, like, almost, like, the most sure bets, at least what felt like sure bets to me. And I would always hit on all of them but, like, one. Every single time. Well, not every time. I did good a couple of times. But that being said, it is kind of a little more interesting. So at first, I didn't understand. I'm like, man, people really get into this stuff. And then once I finally did it, because, again, you can't do it as a player. It's a big no. I was like, all right, kind of understand the thrill of it. Chase, you ever got into, you know, doing any little wagers on games or anything like that?
I've tried, but I think I was just too nervous to pull my brother, he's big into it, and he's kind of showed me kind of the ins and outs of it, but I think I'm just too much of a chicken to just do it because, like, things can change literally as the game is going, and you can't predict that. You know, so many factors goes into it. I applaud anybody that does it religiously. Godspeed. But, it's hard, especially nowadays where there's just so many, like, betting tips and, like, people that analyze. Like, I've seen on YouTube, actually, like, yesterday, came up on my feed, and guy was just breaking it down analytically. And it's a big thing, but I may try it. I may not, but just do it responsibly. That's all I say.
Well, here's my thing. I mean, you got AI nowadays, right? Which, I mean, we know people use AI for everything. And I feel like they could probably pull almost every analytic possible. But two, I'm like you mentioned, the people that do it based off analytics. I mean, like, I wonder, like, what their success rate is on it. You know what I mean? Because at the end of the day, no one really knows what's going to happen, what could transpire. You got upsets. You got all types of things that happen. But I don't know. I've seen those videos like you're talking about, because I remember last year, again, when we first were doing it with Underdog, I was, like, going and trying to watch, like, little clips and videos like that. Like, all right, you know, what's this guy, you know, who literally has a page for it? And he was going off that stuff, like all these numbers, like in percentages. And I'm like, bro, I didn't know people really took it this serious, but clearly they do. But I'm just curious if any of our listeners are real big into it and kind of what's their approach, right? Again, I'm not trying to push gambling right now. I promise I'm not. I've been talking to some buddies and, you know, they just kind of do it for fun, which I definitely think is the best way to do it. Obviously, don't gamble anything that you're not okay with losing, and don't do anything drastic. But I do. After doing the Underdog thing last year, it was a little fun watching the games because of it. Like, I remember I did one on, like Colorado, like Travis Hunter scoring or something like that. So I'm in the press box and I'm watching, you know, the Colorado game, and I'm trying to keep an eye on that. Like, it did just kind of give you something to look forward to on top of the game itself. Obviously, I enjoy watching football for football, but like, it just was a new world to me, man. As an athlete, we couldn't do that stuff. At least you're not supposed to. Obviously, we know couple people have done that and didn't really turn out too well. You get punished if you get caught, which most of the time you get caught. So that being said, all right, we're going to hit our first time out. We come back, we'll dive into these player interviews from yesterday. That way we can break them down. Always love getting their perspectives on these matchups. Again, they're the ones putting in the work every single day. They're the ones watching all the tape. So we'd love to get their thoughts on this first game against Florida State. Again, a lot of people going to have eyes on this game, Chase. And I'm going to throw out this question because I've seen this question come up on a number of like shows and in the sports media world. And it's that people are trying to debate who has more to lose in this week one matchup between Alabama and Florida State. Personally, I feel like it's kind of a no-brainer. I feel like it's Alabama. And maybe I'm just jumping the gun here, but I was surprised people were even throwing out that question because in my opinion, I'm like, you got an Alabama football team who literally – we know the standard here to Alabama. We know how last season went, and we know how eager our fans and this fan base and the administration are to kind of, you know, get back, quote unquote, on track to looking like an Alabama football team, an Alabama football program. Now, on the flip side, you got a Florida State team that, yes, 2 years ago, they're undefeated, just missed the college football playoffs. They show up last season, they lose 10 games. They go 2-10. Literally, I mean, they were awful last season from a record standpoint, at least. And I almost feel like, I mean, I don't know, I feel like it's a no-brainer, Chase, in my opinion, but I'm curious what you guys think. Who do you feel like has more to lose in this week one matchup? Alabama, coming off a 9-4 season, year two under Kalen DeBoer, or would you say it'd be Florida State? Some people actually feel like Florida State has a little bit more to lose, which was kind of shocking to me. Want to get y'all's thoughts, 205-342-9904. Quick timeout. We'll be right back right here on the Miller's Edge.
Free. That's right. Free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. That's ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter.com/radio.
This is Miller's Edge on Tide 100.9.
Wednesday edition of Miller's Edge, Tide 100.9, 1230 WTBC, presented by the Good Feet Store, America's art support experts, your home for those premium art supports designed to eliminate and alleviate all types of pain, whether it's foot pain, knee pain, back pain, you name it, they will take care of it, clinically proven to do so in just 4 short weeks, man. So make sure you guys take advantage of that. Head on over to the Good Feet Store. They got it right here in Midtown Village off of McFarland Boulevard. You can't miss it. Again, these things are game changers. Just put them in your shoes and they get to work, man. You guys will literally thank the Good Feet Store once you walk out of there with your new pair. And it's like a little 3-step process, like stages to it. You build them up, and they'll explain all that and more when you go in the store. Or you can always go to their website, learn more, type in your location. That way you find the nearest location to you, because they are nationwide. So make sure you guys are taking advantage of them. Again, they are presenting sponsors, but these people, man, are lifesavers. Again, that is the Good Feet Store, goodfeet.com. The Good Feet Store, improving the quality of people's lives 2 feet at a time. All right, so I put the question out there for you guys. Who do you guys feel like has more to lose in this week one matchup, Alabama or Florida State? I thought it was kind of a no-brainer question. I know I heard it on, I can't remember if it was ESPN, Fox, CBS. I can't remember. But a couple people mentioned, or at least said, and maybe they just were talking on the show, that they felt like Florida State kind of had a little bit more to lose coming off of that 2-10 season last year, getting all these players in. Maybe they were saying, I think they might have been saying it like this, Chase, too, where it was like they felt like if they lose that week one game, it could really kind of just set the tone for the rest of the year. And then they just almost might not recover, so to speak. If you think about it, you know, I actually opened up with Florida State in 2017, the year I tore my bicep. It was the first game of the year. And I don't know if you guys remember that year, but Florida State came into the matchup like a top three team, something like that. I can't remember if we were number one or what it was, but it definitely, I know for a fact it's like a top five matchup. We met them in Atlanta. We had the, you know, the opening season game against Florida State. Everybody was tuned into it, excited about it. DeAndre Francois was a quarterback. You guys remember this game, right? We ended up blowing them out, and they just didn't recover that year, and it was a mess. So I'm assuming maybe that's kind of where they were going with it, like saying if Florida State does lose, we could see that happen again. Guys kind of, you know, lose their morale. They already start kind of just going down the wrong path, and then, you know, they could have another season like they did last year. Maybe that was the approach, but you guys in the chat seem to agree with me in terms of Alabama has much more to lose. Again, coming off a 9-4 season, not bad for, you know, year one under Kalen DeBoer, but we know the standard here, and we, and really, you know, just like, at least this is how I feel, it wasn't necessarily the 9-4 record. It was more so the ups and downs, the inconsistencies, and the fact that we had opportunities that we didn't capitalize on, right? 9-4 is one thing. If it's like, all right, you lose to a really good Georgia team, you lose to a really good Tennessee team, or go on the road in Baton Rouge and you lose. But it was the fact that we lost to a Vanderbilt team on the road after a great performance against Georgia, even though the second half, you know, we started creeping in there, that everything wasn't just so perfect like you might have seen the first half. And then on the road against Oklahoma, where everything came back in front of us, right? We had all those opportunities available. SEC championship game on the line, trip to the playoffs, and then we go out to Oklahoma and blow it. So that being said, who set it up here in the chat? I think somebody mentioned starting off the year 0-1, just that could cause a spiral for our team. It could. But good news is I don't expect that to happen. But that's why I think we all are in agreement. Alabama probably has a little bit more pressure going in to week one, which I'll be honest with you. I mean, it makes sense. Again, I mean, we don't know what this team this year is going to look like on the road. Last year, we weren't great playing on the road. That's just a fact. I mean, all our losses came on the road, and that was a problem. Dual threat quarterbacks last year were a problem. Florida State has the advantage when it comes to that stuff. So definitely something to think about. All right, so I know we need to hit this Ty Simpson interview again. Really good stuff from that. He had some really good answers, and I want to hit that in a second. But we're so close to hitting our next timeout. Let me read a couple of questions that we have in the chat from you guys. And then when we come back from this next break, we will go ahead and jump straight into the Ty Simpson post-practice interview from yesterday. A couple more thoughts here from you guys. So Dwight says, Bama's got more to lose. FSU only won 2 games last year. They already lost all credibility last year. LK says, true. It would suck to take an L in week one. Glass half full. Bama goes 8-0 in conference, 2-1 out of conference. We're still in the SEC championship, still in the playoffs. So, yeah, and that's the other thing. Again, we're just talking about these hypotheticals. It's not to make anybody nervous. It's just sports talk, man. We're just chopping it up, just throwing out, you know, whatever, right? We're just talking. But the thing is, just like me and my dad were saying the other day, week one, man, is week one. Anybody can recover from week one. It's not a big deal. So I'll be honest with you. Say we go down to Florida State, we win, we barely win for whatever reason, which I don't expect to happen. Say they win the football game. It's not over, right? It's week one, and it's going to be no different for Texas, you know, Ohio State in that matchup. I mean, with the new playoff system, with the way things are unfolding, man, you can actually afford to have a slip up and not feel like when I was playing and it was a 14 playoff, you go on the road and you lose week one, man, I ain't gonna lie. It's an uphill battle for the rest of the year. Now you can survive to see another day. So Chad says, Christian, isn't it possible that Gus's offense will be a little out of sync? Surely it takes more than one fall together to run his scheme clean with no hiccups. And that's a good point, Chad. I'll say this, man. Week one, everybody's going to be a little bit out of sync. I expect us to have some hiccups. I'll be completely honest with you. Even though Ty's going on year two in the system, year four in college, even though we have a lot of returners, it doesn't matter. I'll be honest with you. Week one is always week one. They're like, if you go back to every single week one in the past, there's always going to be, you know, ups and downs throughout the game. There's definitely going to be mistakes. And really, there's going to be so many changes throughout the year. Teams are going to look totally different from week one to week 8, 9, and 10. That's just part of it. But in terms of these guys, yeah, I mean, I would expect them to probably have a little, not necessarily rust, but it's probably not going to be perfect. However, look, I mean, they've had time to work on things, you know, throughout the spring, throughout fall camp. Is it going to be a finished product week one? No, but I think they should be fine. I mean, the quarterback's been playing. It's not like he's never played in college. I mean, if he was like a true freshman, that'd be one thing, but he's got experience. The whole offensive line are all like redshirt seniors. Two of the three receivers that are their top guys are, guys that have played, you know, some snaps in college football. Obviously, Squirrel White, we're familiar with them. Young guys, like the only guy I can think of in the running back room, you got Roydell, who's a redshirt senior, and the other guy that transferred in is also experienced. So they're an experienced group offensively, so that's going to help them in terms of taking on a new system under Gus Malzahn. Especially a system like his is pretty complex in terms of, you know, all the different things they want to do. But while I agree with you that, you know, it's not going to be a finished product week one, I don't think it's to be like, oh man, like nothing to worry about. It's not going to be anything because they just haven't had enough time. If that makes sense. I just don't think it would make that much of a difference if I'm being completely honest, but that is a fair point, right? You do expect there to be some, you know, little growing pains, hiccups, whatever term that you want to use. But trust me, we'll continue to deep dive into Gus Malzahn and his offense, especially tomorrow. Again, Reuben Foster will be joining the show, former Alabama linebacker. You guys all know who Big Reuben is, but he'll be on here. And again, a lot of experience facing Gus Malzahn, so we're going to pick his brain and get his thoughts about this matchup against Florida State. So we got to hit a timeout. When we come back, we'll hear from starting quarterback Ty Simpson. We spoke to the media yesterday post-practice. We'll listen to it. We'll break it down, and we'll continue talking about this matchup week one versus Florida State. Plus, we'll probably take a look around the rest of college football a little bit later in the show. A couple other big matchups in week one that I definitely want to at least preview a little bit. And then Fridays, remember, we always have Reagan smoking hot picks. So we'll talk with Reagan and really kind of go in a little bit more detail with around the college football world with that as well. So that's what we got for you guys playing. But first, quick timeout. When we come back, we'll keep on rolling. Ty Simpson coming up right here on the Miller's Edge. Ty 100.9, 1230 WTBC.
The Alabama Securities Commission protects you from financial fraud. Anyone asking you for investment money must be licensed. You're careful with your money. Fraudsters aren't. Before you invest, call our hotline at 1-800-222-1253 to verify the licensing of the person making an offer and the product. Don't lose your hard-earned money. Learn to protect yourself at asc.alabama.gov. Paid for by the Investor Protection Trust and brought to you by the Alabama Broadcasters Association and this station.
From our home base in Birmingham, Alabama. We are here treating patients from every generation
across the United States
and from around the world.
We're here for the rookies
and the dreamers
trying to make a name for themselves.
We are here for the achievers
who are resilient
and won't take no for an answer.
We're here for the coaches,
athletic trainers, and mentors
who are shaping the next generation of legends.
We are here for you,
aggressively pursuing
victory over injury.
Learn more at andrewsportsmedicine.com.
Serving part-time in the Army National Guard has led to a lot of firsts for me. It paid for me to be the first person in my family to go to school. That education got me to the first day at my dream job, which I can still hold while I serve part-time. That job and the home loan benefits I got from the Army National Guard helped me buy my first house.
Pub, often imitated but never duplicated. Fridays at the Free with me, Gary Harris, this fall at Innisfree Irish Pub, 1925 University Boulevard in Tuscaloosa.
Are you receiving unemployment? Your benefits could be at risk. Here's how you can protect yourself and your benefits. Never respond to mail notifying you of a false claim in your name. Never answer a text message asking you to verify your account. And only respond to official Alabama Department of Labor social media pages. Report fraud at labor.alabama.gov/fraud. Brought to you by the Alabama Department of Labor, ABA, and the station. The Alabama Department of Labor is an equal opportunity employer program. Auxiliary aids and services available upon request to individuals with disabilities. Dial 711 for TTY accessibility.
Hey, it's Christian Miller, and I want to tell you about our great friends over at Brian Harding Construction. Located in the heart of Tuscaloosa, Brian Harding Construction is woman-owned and strong as steel. A specialty manufacturing firm with expertise in structural steel fabrication, ASME code piping and vessels, CNC machine work, welding, laser cutting, pipe fitting, industrial maintenance, and crane rental. With a proven track record of over 30-plus years of experience, no one is better fit for the job. For an evaluation, contact Brian Harding Construction today at 205-752-9611. Again, that's Brian Harding Construction at 205-752-9611.
This is Miller's Edge on Tide 100.9.
Wednesday edition of Miller's Edge, Tide 100.9, 1230 WTBC. We've got pulled up on our YouTube stream again. You guys are more than welcome to join the YouTube stream. If you want to watch us do the show, watch anything that we're playing in terms of videos, press conferences, you can see all that on the stream. Again, at the Miller's Edge on YouTube. Again, completely free. All we do is ask you, drop a like, subscribe, all that good stuff. That just helps us out. But again, shout out to our radio listeners. Obviously, that's our bread and butter. We are a radio station, radio show first and foremost, but we love bringing you guys content over here on this platform as well. Just gives us, obviously, an added layer, a little bit more depth to it. And speaking of the YouTube streamer watching here right now, the Wolf backers get some work in, and looks like they're working on their technique on defending, you know, zone read, quarterback action, right? Playing off the quarterback. You see Coach Christian Robinson kind of simulating whether he's keeping it or pulling the football. So, obviously, Alabama is fully expecting to face Gus Malzahn offense that is highly going to implement the zone read, RPO game, all that good stuff. So it's good to see them getting some good work here. Again, what we call this is like a sit and feather technique. You close down, right, and you're reading it. You're basically taking up the space from the tackle when he blocks down. That way you kind of help squeeze down and then prevent any cutbacks from a dive or if the quarterback pulled it, just try to really just slip through there. And then you play the quarterback inside out, and that's what they're working on in this drill right here. So, obviously, and then there's one of Jamarian Latham even playing the pitch. So, obviously, they're fully expecting to get that, which is good that they're working that because they're going to get a lot of it knowing Gus Malzahn. And we'll continue to talk a little bit more about that over the next couple of days. All right, let's get to this Ty Simpson interview that we've been waiting to get to for quite some time. Again, quarterback Ty Simpson spoke to the media on his first career start against Florida State. He also has received some really good advice from some really important people. So let's go ahead and hear what Ty Simpson had to say yesterday.
It was great. Some butterflies, you know. Like, so it feels good. It feels like football weather. So aren't y'all happy about that? Everybody from Alabama here, everybody knows how hot it is. Yeah, geez, the last couple weeks, man, been brutal.
As a guy going to his first start, a lot of times that's new. You've been around this program for a number of years. How much more comfortable do you feel going into Saturday knowing you know everything there is about this program, what it's like going on the road?
Yeah, no, there's a great, you know, feeling going into a game like this, just knowing that I'm more mature than I was, you know, even last year and compared to a couple years ago. But, you know, I'm just going to, you know, prepare like I've always prepared, you know, just a first start. I'm just excited and just happy. You know, my plan is just to do the best I can be and get my guys the ball. So,
when you look at this offense, how good can this offense be?
Yeah, I mean, we can be as good as we want to be. It all just depends on, you know, just doing our assignment and making sure that, you know, we control our box and, you know, keep the main thing. You know, Coach Saban used to say that all the time, you know, not look at the scoreboard and just make sure that, hey, you know, we need to do what the task at hand is and not worry about everything else, not be outcome-oriented, you know. So I think if we just focus on, you know, the main thing and the right things, that it'll take us as far as we need to go.
At IHG Hotels and Resorts, you can guest a guest.
Have you gotten advice from any other former quarterbacks here or anything like that?
Yeah, I mean, I talked to AJ quite a bit. John Parker Wilson, Bryce, Jalen, you know, teammates of mine. And, you know, they all said, this, you know, some of the same things are just like, hey, trust your preparation, trust your confidence, and just go play, man. You know, that's something that I really took from Jalen, just because, you know, he always used to say that, you know, whether I, you know, went in when we were up big or went in the Oklahoma game, he was just like, man, just go play. And that's something that, you know, I just kind of take even in practice, like, hey, you know, I didn't get a chance to play my first 3 years. And so now that the opportunity is here, I'm just going to go take control of it and just go have fun.
Might be weather Saturday, trying to simulate throwing a wet ball. How difficult is that for a quarterback?
Oh, I mean, certainly. But, you know, you can't really worry about that. You know, my job is to make sure that I get the ball to guys, and whether it's raining, snow, sleet or sunshine, that's what I'm going to plan on doing.
Speaking of the weather, you've already had an experience playing in those type of conditions. Going back to a couple seasons ago, playing versus South Florida. Can you talk about what you've taken from that experience and how you can use it going into this season? You know, you're going into the first part of your team.
Yeah, no, certainly. You know, I learned a lot from the South Florida game. One, you know, just being more mature and got to prepare better. And two, just, you know, not making it bigger than what it is. You know, I was super excited, super anxious going in to that game because I didn't know, you know, what to expect, what to prepare for. And, you know, after talking to, you know, Coach DeBoer, Coach Grubb, Coach Sheridan, even Coach Saban, you know, and they all, you know, said the same thing, just to go have fun, you know, just control what you can control and make sure to keep the main thing the main thing. I said it earlier. And, you know, the main thing to me is making sure that we don't have any negative plays, and so moving the ball down the field. So, like I said earlier, it's rain, snow, you know, sleet, sunshine, man. I'm just going to, you know, make sure that we have positive plays and get my team in the best position to win.
What's been Coach Grubb's message to you, like, over the past few days in terms of, like, preparing for this?
Yeah, just go let it loose. You know, he said, you've done the training, you've done the preparation. No, now it's your time. You know, this is your time to shine. You've waited, you've done the work. The work's paid off. So now it's time to go show it. And, you know, what better chance to do it at a great stadium, at a great program with tradition, pride, like, you know, at University of Alabama at Florida State. So I'm excited.
You've been so patient in your approach. How important is it going to be patient with yourself and not try to put too much stuff on yourself right away in terms of expectations and maybe, like you said, trying to do too much in that first start? How much are you focusing on that?
Yeah, you know, it's funny you say that. I talked to Coach Saban here recently, and I asked him the same question. You know, I was like, you know, what do I need to tell myself going into a game like this on just, you know, how to not get so anxious, how to not, you know, get nervous, how to not make it bigger than what it is. And he was just like, you know, hey, just play within yourself. You know, make sure that you, you know, keep your team out of negative plays and negative drives. And, you know, he always said that if you end the drive with a punt, a kick, a PAT, a field goal, or a punt, then you know you're in good shape and you're not dead in the water. So, you know, I'm taking that approach of just making sure, like, hey, you know, I'm going to make sure that I march down the field and do everything I can to move the ball forward and not go backwards.
Is that easier said than done, though? Like, when you feel like, you know, the pressure, the weight of leading an offense, what does your mental, I guess, look like heading into, I guess, you know, when your heart's racing?
Yeah, no, I mean, certainly. I was thinking about it this morning. I woke up and I was like, man, it's really here. Like, it's game week. It's something I've prepared and, you know, wanted for a long time. And like I said, like, at Florida State, it was a great, what is a great program. But, you know, I think about it before I take on the field. I kind of, you know, Micah 5:5 says, you know, peace through be with the Lord. And so, you know, I kind of take that approach of just, you know, before I step on the field, just, you know, taking a little second and praying and taking a breath and just, you know, being like, hey, like, he's with me, you know, and whatever situation happens, you know, just he's going to be beside me and I'm excited for it. And so that's what I kind of go, even on a practice field, just kind of make sure and understand, like, hey, you know, he's with me wherever I go. So Parker Brailsford, that guy? No, that's one of my best friends, man. We actually went to go eat lunch yesterday. Being able to have the best O-line in the world and the best center is, you know, something that a quarterback wishes for. Being able to have a smart guy, physical guy like Parker is everything I asked for in a center. So, you know, being able to talk and communicate to him and, you know, us being captains really, really makes me feel comfortable because I know that, you know, not only is he one of my better friends on the team, but I know that he's going to hold me accountable in everything that I do. And I make sure he makes sure that I, you know, hold up to the Alabama standard. And so, you know, I make sure I did that the same with him, but, you know, we have a great relationship, and I honestly can't thank Parker enough for what he's done for me and just, you know, talking through everything with me because, you know, I wouldn't be here if he didn't push me every single day and make me a better player.
Rubbing your helmet with plays and stuff, is there ever a moment, you know, during a game or a practice where he just kind of like gives you a, hey, take a deep breath, kind of like a calming thing over the headset, or is that just not?
Yeah, no, certainly. You know, he's just like, all right, buddy, you know, take a breath here. Like, you know, get these guys going because it may be a long drive or maybe a long play or it may be a long call or something like that, you know, where the guys, all right, you know, everybody's thinking, just need to calm them down. And that's something that Coach Grubb's really good at, just making sure that, like, hey, you know, take a deep breath right here, man. Let's go get after him. And he's very good at communicating. He tells me stories all the time about him and Gino communicating a lot. So he's been great at that.
What kind of an advantage do you think it'll be for you as a quarterback to have your position coach on the side?
At IHG Hotels and Resorts, you can guest a guest.
Sideline on Saturdays, but still have your OC and play caller being able to be up in the box and look down.
Yeah, that's an underrated thing that we have, certainly. You know, having Coach Grubb and Mitch Dahlin and Tyler Hughes in the box, and then having, you know, Coach Sheridan and then other guys on the sideline, you know, it's a quarterback's dream to have those type of resources and just, you know, understand that, like, hey, you know, what are they doing and talking through it all because, you know, the first game is always about adjustments, you know what I mean? Like, they got a new coordinator, new defense, you know, a lot of new guys, and we want to make sure that, you know, we can make adjustments all throughout the game, and being able to have all those eyes on everybody is just something that, you know, I really appreciate.
You've been around several captains in your time here. Now that you're a captain yourself, who stands out as the type of leader that you want to be, that you've seen the example of?
Yeah, you know, the leaders that I saw that I really, you know, wanted to be like, I think off the top of my head, you know, everybody, of course, but I think of Will Anderson, you know, Henry Toto, and of course, you know, my guy, my best friend, Tyler Booker, man. Like, you know, those guys were just, you know, we talk about relentless. Like, every day they would be the same type of guy, bring the same type of energy, make sure that, you know, they were just competing every single day. And they were making us better. And you know, they would get after guys who, you know, wouldn't give the same intensity that they had. And so that's something that, you know, I had to take a step back and look at. And it's like, man, like, you know, the whole part of this program is to match my intensity, right? And so when the captains and the leaders, you know, they have the hardest, the best intensity every single day. Imagine if they bring somebody else with them and they bring the whole team with them, right? So if they have the best type of intensity and energy, then, you know, the whole team will have it. And so those guys, man, have been a big influence in my life. And, you know, a bunch of guys, especially captains, like I think about, you know, Jalen, Bryce, you know, Jordan Battle, Malachi, like all those guys, man, they did a great job.
Lastly, Cam Miller. We'll talk about those running backs behind him. How do you see them step up?
Yeah, you know, hurting Jam definitely hurt us. You know, that's my roommate, that's my guy. Love him to death, man. But, you know, something that it speaks a lot about Jam is, you know, he's not going to, you know, be down on himself. He's going to help those young guys. So I think about, you know, Rich Young, Daniel Hill, you know, transfer with Dre, and then Kevin Riley, A.K. Deere, all those guys coming up, and they're taking reps and just gaining knowledge, and Jam's in the back just talking to him, coaching them up, man. So those guys have done a great job. They're meeting with me all the time, just trying to make sure that, hey, when their number gets called, that they're ready to go. And Coach G and those guys have done, you know, a great job just getting them ready. And I'm excited to watch them play Saturday.
Is there the most hostile environment that you've faced in your career so far? But looking back throughout your career, what's the biggest environment? Do you have anything to fall back on? It could be high school or earlier.
I mean, yeah, you know, in high school, right, in Martin, Tennessee, there wasn't a big stadium like Doak Campbell, you know what I mean? We you know, we couldn't afford to have many guys like these other high schools here in Alabama, but I'm trying to think. I mean, you know, playing the SEC, right, you're going to have a bunch of stadiums like Tennessee, LSU, you know, Arkansas was loud. So, you know, just talking to guys who have played in Doak Campbell and Florida State, you know, they said it's one of those type games, you know, playing in the SEC. So, you know, we got to make sure that we can handle the noise and be ready to go and just make sure that all our comms are ready.
Is there Thanks, everybody.
All right. So that was starting quarterback Ty Simpson speaking to the media yesterday. So glad we got to catch up on that. A lot of good stuff from him. We got to take a timeout. When we come back, we'll break it down. We'll give our thoughts. Want to get y'all's thoughts on that. And, you know, we always like to respond. Anything stick out to you guys from Ty Simpson speaking to the media? Plus, we got some unfortunate news that we will be discussing here coming up after this timeout as well. Alabama actually down another starter in this Florida State matchup. We'll talk about who that is and what that means on the other side right here on the Miller's Edge. Tide 100.9, 1230 WTBC, presented by the Good Feet Store, America's art sport experts. We'll be right back.
Go inside the Alabama Crimson Tide with the Gary Harris Show.
Hey, it's Gary Harris. Thursday morning at 9 a.m., the coach Ellis Johnson joins us to preview week one of the college football season, the SEC, Alabama, and Florida State, plus Jeff Spiegel, sports anchor at ABC 3340, and your phone calls. That's the Gary Harris.
Limit supply. Choose Syntec exclusively at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In Birmingham, Alabama. We are here
treating patients from every generation
across the United States
and from around the world.
We're here for the rookies
and the dreamers
trying to make a name for themselves.
We are here for the achievers
who are resilient
and won't take no for an answer.
We're here for the coaches,
athletic trainers, and mentors
who are shaping.
Surge saves lives.
So please help us fight in this battle against cancer.
Be a part of the team that ends cancer at standuptocancer.org.
Hey, it's Christian Miller, and I want to tell you about our great friends over at Brian Harding Construction. Located in the heart of Tuscaloosa, Brian Harding Construction is woman-owned and strong as steel, a specialty manufacturing firm with expertise in structural steel fabrication, ASME code piping and vessels, CNC machine work, welding, laser cutting, pipe fitting, industrial maintenance, and crane rental. With a proven track record of over 30-plus years of experience, no one is better fit for the job. For an evaluation, contact Brian Harding Construction today at 205-752-9611. Again, that's Brian Harding Construction at 205-752-9611.
Tide 100.9, Tuscaloosa weather.
A very nice afternoon, a good supply of sunshine, the high today 83. Very pleasant tonight, mostly clear with a low at 61. Tomorrow, partly sunny during the day, then the chance of a few showers tomorrow night, the afternoon high 82. I'm James Spann with the Alabama Weather Network on Tide 100.9. It's 80 degrees in Tuscaloosa.
This is Miller's Edge on Tide 100.9.
Miller's Edge, Tide 100.9, 1230 WTBC, presented by the Good Feet Store, America's arch support experts. We just heard from, Alabama quarterback Ty Simpson speaking to the media, talking about his first start traveling on the road. He's been getting a number of text calls, talking with a number of people on advice, kind of what to expect, how to handle it. And obviously, man, a lot of people are in his corner, and you can tell he's got confidence going into this matchup. Feels really good about all the guys around him. Really good stuff from him, and really excited to see his first start on the road down in Tallahassee. I did mention that there was some news. Kalen DeBoer was speaking earlier today and announced that another starter has gone down and unfortunately is not expected to play this weekend. That guy would be defensive tackle Tim Keenan. Suffered a lower body injury, still trying to further evaluate, see the extent of everything. But as of now, he is not expected to play. So obviously a big blow, right? I mean, there's no denying it. You definitely don't want to be losing any of your key guys, especially in a game like this, man. You know, your front seven is going to be your bread and butter, right? You're going against a team that wants to run the football. They're definitely going to do that. They're going to get to it a number of different ways. And you want your experienced guys out there. You want your physical guys that are, you know, setting the line of scrimmage. The guys, those Tim Keenans, you know what I mean? But unfortunately, it sounds like he will not be available to play this weekend. So who's the next guy up? Jeremiah Beeman automatically comes to mind. I mean, as a matter of fact, he's been getting a lot of ones reps. So to be honest with you, man, I think they feel confident in what he can do. I was talking to the YouTube chat and basically explaining my bigger concern with the whole thing is you're going against a team. They're probably going to go quick. You know, when you're playing a running quarterback, that naturally tires out your defensive lineman. So you're expected to probably have to have a decent rotation going on in this football game. Who is going to be that next guy in, right? Beeman, you're not so much worried about. James Smith is, you know, luckily he's back on track, been practicing and stuff. So now if he was still out and then you lose Tim Keenan, that definitely would not make me feel great. But the fact that James Smith is at least back and he should be 100%, you know, for this game, you know, granted, you know, hopefully, you know, look, football comes up. Sometimes you're feeling great and that injury starts lingering a little bit. Hopefully it doesn't, you know, bother him too much. But that makes me feel a little bit better. And again, Jeremiah Beeman, they've worked him a lot with the ones. Okay. So it's not like he's just stepping in. I know he hadn't really played a whole bunch just yet, but he's been getting a lot of good work behind the scenes. Who's the guy behind him though, right? Do you feel confident about that guy? Because, I mean, you're not expecting a 300-something pounder to go the whole game, especially against offense like this. That's the bigger concern that comes to my mind, right? The guy behind Beeman. I'm not worried about Beeman filling in for Tim Keenan, but the guy behind him. How prepared is that guy? Who could that guy be? I know we've heard about some of these younger players stepping up, but are they fully ready to step up, you know, under the big lights, right? It's one thing to say, oh, yeah, they're practicing good when they're still going against the twos, maybe threes. It's another when you're asking them to go in this football game and contribute against a Florida State Seminole football team on the road week one of the season. So we'll talk a little bit about that more in depth when we come back. We got to hit this top of the hour break, but let me know what you guys think after hearing that news. Obviously, it's not what you want to hear, but I believe we do have the audio of Coach DeBoer speaking, so we might just let that run and hear him detail everything because I think it was on the SEC teleconference call. But we'll pull all that up when we come back after this top of the hour break right here on the Miller's Edge, Tide 100.9, 1230 WTBC, presented by the Good Feet Store, America's Art Sport Experts. We'll be right back.
WTBC Tuscaloosa and W265 CG Tuscaloosa, a Town Square media station. Tide 100.9 and streaming on the Tide 100.9 app.
From the Fox Sports studios in Los Angeles, here's Chris Perfett.
NFL cut down day saw some veteran wide receivers and many more around the league getting released, including Marquez Valdez-Scantling, Pro Bowler Hunter Renfrow, and veteran Robert Woods. The Detroit Lions are waiving rookie defensive end Ahmad Hassanin with an injury settlement. There's only 50 on the 53-man roster for the Lions, indicating they will still make some moves. Preseason star James Houston will make the roster for the Dallas Cowboys, getting the edge rusher some work as the Micah Parsons situation remains curious. Saints have named Spencer Rattler as their starting quarterback and also releasing running back Clyde Edwards-Helaire. In baseball, the Athletics got a walk-off walk against the Detroit Tigers, winning 7-6 in 10 innings, and the Mets walk off the Phillies 6-5, and the Brewers come back and walk off the Diamondbacks 9-8.
The Alabama Securities Commission protects you from financial fraud. Anyone asking you for investment money must be licensed. You're careful with your money. Fraudsters aren't. Before you invest, call our hotline at 1-800-222-1253 to verify the licensing of the person making an offer and the product. Don't lose your hard-earned money. Learn to protect yourself at asc.alabama.gov. Paid for by the Investor Protection Trust and brought to you by the Alabama Broadcasters Association and this station.
365 24/7. You'll find road and utility crews, tow trucks, law enforcement, and first responders working along Alabama's roadway.
We're making improvements and helping our communities stay connected.
We're working hard to make sure you're safe on the road. Now we need your help to make sure we're safe too.
Alabama's move over law requires you to move over a lane when you see flashing lights on the roadside. And if you can't safely move over, please slow down.
Visit drivesafealabama.org.
brought to you by the Alabama Department of Transportation, Alabama Broadcasters Association, and this station.
Are you receiving unemployment? Your benefits could be at risk. Here's how you can protect yourself and your benefits. Never respond to mail notifying you of a false claim in your name. Never answer a text message asking you to verify your account. And only respond to official Alabama Department of Labor social media pages. Report fraud at labor.alabama.gov/fraud. Brought to you by the Alabama Department of Labor, ABA, and the station. The Alabama Department of Labor is an equal opportunity employer program. Auxiliary aids and services available upon request to individuals with disabilities. Dial 711 for TTY accessibility.
Serving part-time in the Army National Guard has led to a lot of firsts for me. It paid for me to be the first person in my family to go to school. That education got me to the first day at my dream job, which I can still hold while I serve part-time. That job and the home loan benefits I got from the Army National Guard helped me buy my first house. I also know that I will be one of the first to respond if my community ever needs me.
Sponsored by the Alabama Army National Guard. Aired by the Alabama Broadcasters Association and this station.
Once again with Christian Miller taking him down.
It's time for the Miller's Edge with New York Giants legend and South Carolina Hall of Famer Corey Miller and his son, four-time SEC champion and two-time national champion Christian Miller.
And knocked down again. It was Christian Miller.
Here is college football playoff national champion Christian Miller on Tide 100.9 and 1230 AM WTBC.
Wednesday edition of Miller's Edge, Tide 100.9, 1230 WTBC, presented by the Good Feast Store, America's arch support experts. All right, so hour number one, we heard from Ty Simpson. He spoke to media yesterday, a lot of good stuff from that. Obviously really excited, a lot of people really excited about his first start that he'll be getting this weekend traveling down to Tallahassee. But unfortunately, as we were wrapping up that video, we learned of the injury to Tim Keenan. That was announced by head coach Kalen DeBoer as he did his weekly teleconference with the SEC coaches. So why don't we go ahead and do this, Chase? Why don't we hear directly from him? Here's Coach DeBoer speaking during his SEC coaches teleconference today, where he announced the injury to Alabama defensive tackle Tim Keenan.
Yeah, you bet. Yeah, it's good to have team week finally here. So guys are excited. You know, the long fall camp, and finally get a chance to play someone else, and that's been fun here the last week getting ready for Florida State. So we know they're going to have, different coordinators and a lot to prove and get their season off to a good start, and you know, us going on the road into a great environment, it'd be a great challenge for us with all those things combined.
All right, we'll begin with Colin Gay of Tuscaloosa News.
Hey, Kalen, just checking to see, did Jaden Roberts practice today for you guys? And do you have an update on his status?
He's been practicing very limited. So, I mean, he's making progress, but it's slow and steady. I know this has been going over a couple of weeks. And so a lot of the same. So nothing more than that, really.
Thank you.
Next is Peter Nikos of All3.
Kalen, thanks for doing this. I just wanted to check in. Is Tim Keenan going to be a full go this weekend?
Yet to be determined. Probably not, but we'll see.
So I'm at the Garden, and this guy's talking about this incredible on-court dining
experience. So that was interesting. So the question came from Pete Nikos, and it sounded like Coach DeBoer hadn't even really got a chance to mention Tim Keenan being out. So obviously people talking behind the scenes, which I don't understand why people within the program, you know, run their mouth like that. The people like, I don't know. There must be some incentive, man.
Next we'll go to Nick Kelly of AL.com.
Yeah, Kalen, you've talked a good bit about the kicking game throughout camp. Where's your confidence level right now with the kicker spot?
The kicker spot. The kicker or punter?
Kicker.
Is it kicker? With the kicker spot, yeah, Connor's done a nice job here. Had a little lull probably from one first scrimmage to the second scrimmage there. Maybe a little bit into that next week. You know, that's part of, I guess, you know, it's understanding how to get yourselves self out of the slump that you're in a little bit. And, you know, I mean, we expect a lot out of him because he was kicking and is kicking right now at a very high level again. And so, you know, those expectations are always relative. You know, you have, you know, a guy who's pretty much kicking every kick and has got great range. I mean, Connor's leg is great. I mean, he kicked a 55-yarder in 2-minute drill the other day, nailed it right down the middle. So his range is good, and he just, you know, had that weekend there. And some of it's wear and tear. Some of it's kind of, you know, you'd rather have him go through it then rather than in the middle of the season, and understanding and working your way through it. That's the best time of the year to do it. So he's done a great job, you know, really about 3.5 of the 4.5 weeks that we've been out here. So we got a lot of confidence. I think he's getting, you know, strength back and, you know, kicking the ball deep on kickoff. So we're in a good spot.
Next we'll go to Steve Moulton at WZZN.
Hey, Coach, how are you today?
I'm good. I'm good.
I wanted to ask in particular, there were certainly a lot of highs and lows from last season. What are some bigger lessons maybe you learned from year one in Alabama for you personally, Coach?
Personally? well, I mean, where we're at now, you know, compared to where we were at a year ago, it's just more of the same. Just, you know, keep doing what you're doing and the things you believe in. You just keep plugging away. And, you know, you're always going to evolve. You're always going to adjust. And that's whether you're undefeated in national champions or, you know, had a season that you're disappointed in. So, you know, just stick to what you truly believe in. And, you know, I got a staff around me that really has their antennas up to everything. We're always looking to try to make things better. But I think, you know, just we know what the grind's going to look like, you know, over the course of a 12-game season. That's all of us together. You know, I think the experiences we shared together as a team, we've been able to really draw on those. The things that we did well, the things that we didn't do well, and we've used a lot of you know, reaffirmation of, you know, things that have even happened in this first week of games, even though there's only a couple, you know, to again double down on what, you know, we believe in and where we had to get better from last year. And some of those things happened in NFL and college games. So just, you know, we're learning, always getting better, you know, using the experiences to our benefit.
We've talked quite a bit in our world of your running back room, Coach, with the obvious injury to Jam. But overall, how do you feel comfortability-wise of your running back room? And if you could speak to Daniel Hill and maybe his progression and what you're seeing there, Coach.
Yeah, you bet. I think the thing with Jam is there's just more reps. There's more, you know, just experience that he brings to the table. And so, you know, there's just a higher level of trust and kind of understanding what it's going to look like on game day. And you don't have that as much with the rest of these guys. It doesn't mean that they're not doing some nice things in the practice field. But Daniel Hill, in particular, as you asked, he's, you know, he's more versatile considering he's over 240 pounds than I think what people would probably think. You know, and he's very natural. I think he's got some quick feet in the hole, and he can also catch the ball in the backfield. And so it's just, you know, playing with a consistency. You know, he's pretty assignment sound, you know, pretty good that way. It's just a matter of, you know, him being able to do it at a high level every single day. You know, and again, we won't know that until we get into the season here, just like with the other guys.
Thank you, Coach.
You bet.
When you're the chief operating officer, every day can feel like an uphill battle. But with SAP AI agents, use all the right data to make sure you're ready for whatever lies ahead.
Next is Mike Griffith of AJC Domination.
Hey, Coach, I wanted to ask you just, I guess it comes up every year, you know, bulletin board material. Do you think that can serve as a motivator for teams, or do you think it's up to the kind of each individual kid? Is it kind of something that's an awareness thing? I guess I just kind of want to know where you come from on that. You've obviously coached at so many different levels.
Yeah, I think there's always extra levels of motivation that can come from, you know, things that are said or, you know, things you want to prove. So, yeah, I think there's, I think bulletin board material, that's a real thing, you know, but I think in the end, it's like who you are and that you have a true deep-seated belief. That's the key, you know, like something that's superficial, something that's just really, you know, not a belief that's come that's really false and it's, you know, more of a rah-rah or any type of energy that way, that can be taken away from you pretty quickly. And, you know, for us, we really pride ourselves on doing the work and being prepared and not just being about this week and being about everything we've done since January. And that, you know, giving us the confidence and a deep trust and belief in each other. And so, you know, that's really what it's going to come down to. But, you know, a little extra motivation doesn't hurt.
A follow-up question. I wanted to ask you about the speculation on expanded playoffs now that the SEC's going to this 9-game schedule. Is this something that you feel strongly about? And we've seen all sorts of models from 16 to 24 to 28. Do you have a thought on, you know, where you'd like to see that go with the sort of scheduling that Alabama has in the future?
Mm-hmm. Really, the only two conversations or the only two models that I've had any conversations at all with would have been, you know, what it is now in our meetings that we've had previously and just, you know, the possibility of a 16-game schedule. And I can go either way, you know, and so I see the merits for both. I really haven't been involved in anything or anything seriously that's been brought to me to ask for my opinion on anything beyond 16 games.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Coach, wrap you up with Mike Rodak of 24/7.
I don't think the Tim Keenan thing came up when we talked to you on Monday. Just what more are you able to say in the nature of the injury and just the timeline there?
Yeah, just he had lower body injury. And again, a lot of it's always kind of figured out, you know, after practicing, honestly. Gathering information still in the moment I'm in right now. You know, I was trying to understand exactly where it's at. So our staff is unbelievable. They have done some pretty impressive things on getting guys back. And so, you know, waiting for the update on that. You know, I don't know if I can even give you a percentage and be confident on that. So we'll see. But it is a lower body injury.
Thank you.
So there you have it. That was head coach Kalen DeBoer speaking during his teleconference with SEC coaches today, where the news had come out that Tim Keenan suffered lower body injury, and they're still determining the extent of it. But as of now, it is not expected for him to contribute this Saturday. So another blow to one of the starters for Alabama, making it three now, obviously. Jaden Roberts, not fully healthy, not expected to play. So you're out your right guard. And then Jam Miller, we know he is going to be out for several weeks with that collarbone injury than Tim Keenan. So not the most, I guess, exciting news to start the season. But like QD says in the chat here, trying to get through some of these early games, man, that way you can get everybody back healthy. And hopefully in the meantime, you can stay as healthy as possible with everybody else. But as part of it, man, you got to have that next man up mentality. But again, I mean, behind him, Jeremiah Beeman has played a lot during camp, during the spring. They've been really high on him, if I'm being honest with you. You're going to see a lot of Jeremiah Beeman regardless. So to me, like I mentioned earlier, for everybody else just tuning in, my biggest thing is behind Beeman, right? You know, Beeman, you should feel good about with as many reps as he's been getting. Good football player, a lot of excitement there. But again, Florida State, Gus Malzahn, looking to run the football. You have to dominate the line of scrimmage. Your front seven is going to be critical in this game. you're probably going to be looking to rotate defensive linemen because, look, not only do they run the ball, but they like to go fast. If they have success on a play, they'll get back to the line of scrimmage, do it again. These types of games, man, you want fresh legs out there. You probably see a lot of rotating going on. Well, now you're down, you're starting nose tackle. Who's going to be behind Beamon? Because Beamon's probably bumped up in that spot. You really only have some young guys that don't have much experience out there. So that, to me, is probably the bigger issue here, which, again, I think it all will work out, but it's something to consider going into this matchup against the Seminoles this weekend. We're going to hit a timeout. When we come back, we keep on rolling. We're going to go to the phone lines, 205-342-9904. We got Q06 up first. We'll talk with him. We'll keep discussing this Florida State matchup. Again, we will have Reuben Foster joining us tomorrow. So, again, be prepared for that. It's going to be a heavy hitting show tomorrow for sure. But we will continue our Florida State prep right here on the Miller's Edge when we come back. Tide 100.9, 1230.
Powered by Mountain Dew. Get in, get prizes, and get ready to do it local. On Friday, August 29th at your 69 South Piggly Wiggly store in Tuscaloosa.
365, 24/7. You'll find road and utility crews, tow trucks, law enforcement, and first responders working along Alabama's roadway.
We're making improvements and helping our communities stay connected.
We're working hard to make sure you're safe on the road. Now we need your help to make sure we're safe too.
Alabama's move over law requires you to move over a lane when you see flashing lights on the road.
In store, online, and in the Target app. Hurry and save more with the long weekend sale happening now through Monday. Only at Target.
From our home base in Birmingham, Alabama, we are here
treating patients from every generation
across the United States
and from around the world.
We're here for the rookies
and the dreamers
trying to make a name for themselves.
We are here for the achievers
who are resilient
and won't take no for an answer.
We're here for the coaches,
athletic trainers, and mentors
who are today. Tuscaloosa Dodge, Mazda, and Mercedes-Benz of Tuscaloosa. Three great dealerships, one promise, your car your way in Tuscaloosa today.
Hey, it's Christian Miller, and I want to tell you about our great friends over at Brian Harding Construction. Located in the heart of Tuscaloosa, Brian Harding Construction is woman-owned and strong as steel. A specialty manufacturing firm with expertise in structural steel fabrication, ASME code piping and vessels, CNC machine work, welding, laser cutting, pipe fitting, industrial maintenance, and crane rental. With a proven track record of over 30-plus years of experience, no one is better fit for the job. For an evaluation, contact Brian Harding Construction today at 205-752-9611. Again, that's Brian Harding Construction at 205-752-9611.
Tide 100.9, Tuscaloosa weather.
A very nice afternoon, a good supply of sunshine, the high today 83. Very pleasant tonight, mostly clear with a low at 61. Tomorrow, partly sunny during the day, then the chance of a few showers tomorrow night, the afternoon high 82. I'm James Spann with the Alabama Weather Network on Tide 100.9. It's 82 degrees in Tuscaloosa.
This is Miller's Edge on Tide 100.9.
Wednesday, Tide 100.9, 1230 WTBC. We just heard from Coach DeBoer speaking at the SEC teleconference where news came out of Tim Keenan likely not going to be contributing in this football game this weekend. I guess it's still to be determined, but didn't sound so confident. That being said, Jeremiah Beamon expected to step up. Be nice to get him his first opportunity out there, but obviously he probably would much rather had that opportunity come in the sense of him, you know, working with Tim Keenan, rotating in, doing a number of different things, not necessarily filling in for an injured Tim Keenan, but next man up mentality, man. We've always preached that and we will continue to do so. 205-342-9904 is the number. Let's go to the phone lines for the first time today. We got Q06. Q06, welcome in.
Come on, Tay Vibe. Buenos tardes. Come on, Sai El Familia. How's everybody doing, man? What's happening?
Dang, hold on, Q06. Wait, the Spanish is improving, man. That was pretty good.
Yeah, you know it's working, man. Hey, listen, man. Let's I've been on vacation. I've been out of the loop. I get, you know, I go on vacation every 3 months. So don't be making fun of me. It's all good. Good. But here's what I got, man. You caught me, Christian. You caught me switching. I say they practice too much. They hit. They're not hitting. They hit. They're not hitting. A lot of injuries, man. I mean, it just seems like, I don't know. I don't remember this many nicks and scrimmages and week of a game. I don't remember this much. But maybe it happens every year. I don't know.
Well, I mean, I think I can't say every year, but look, it's part of it, man. Football is a contact sport. There's going to be injuries. There's no denying that. We all know that. Some years is better than others. I mean, we talked about yesterday. Ironically, last time we played Florida State, we went into the game healthy for the most part, but then we walked out of it. I mean, literally lost like our whole linebacker unit, right? I mean, you can't really predict it, you know, and it's unfortunate, but you know, it happens, and that's why depth is so important. That's why when you talk about retaining your whole roster during the spring window, that's huge. I mean, this is the exact reason why you need depth. That being said, unfortunately, nose tackle depth, I hadn't really felt the strongest about, for being completely honest with you. I know D tackle, banded, those spots, I mean, I feel like you got a number of guys, right? But nose tackle, unfortunately, I feel like that was probably the thinnest spot across the defensive line. So this one does. It does hurt, but
I need Jeremiah Beeman to be a Willie Beeman, have all the fans screaming. I mean, I just need one of them any given Sunday, any given Saturday kind of plays this weekend from him. But let me retract a little bit, because like I said, I'm catching up back from vacation. Ryan Grubbs, man, he looked like a country boy up there at that camo hat. You know, I mean, I like his feel of him. He wants to be up there in the press box. What do you think about that? I mean.
But here's the thing, though, Kios. I thought they said he didn't want to come to Tuscaloosa, though. I thought they said he didn't like Alabama. Now he's wearing camo hats at the podium. Man, that's why you can't read in everything that you hear. But people saying stuff don't know a lick of what they're talking about. But anyway, I think the camo hat is camo.
I bet
he's
deer hunting. He got that look like he's a deer hunter, man. He got that look.
Hey, man, he might, man. If he is, man, join the club, man. I mean, we all love to deer hunt around here. But I'll say this, though. I mean, it could be a hat that's a part of there's like a collection that Ty and Bray had. They like partnered with something is like Crimson Camo. I don't know if it comes from that. It could. He could be outdoors. And I don't know. But it was a smooth hat, though. It definitely looked pretty cool.
Other thing is, you know, I see Ryan Williams, man. He looks like he's a little bit more mature, man. We think about that. I mean, he's not screaming Heisman Trophy. He's screaming championship. I like that. Yeah. I mean, the maturity level seems pretty good for an 18-year-old.
Yeah, no, it does. And I heard him talk about, I'll play it here in a little bit. I think it was just a few minutes. I'll play it when we come back after this next time out. But he did talk about, you know, being stronger this year. And I think that's going to help him out a lot. Not to mention he will be utilized a little bit different. You know, you bring in Isaiah Horton. We'll get to see him, you know, line up at a number of different spots. I think his knowledge of the game, this is something that people probably don't really think about as a wide receiver. But I mean, the different wide receiver spots are different, right? I mean, you don't just – it's not necessarily just lining up on a different spot of the field. There's a lot that comes with that, right, versus like he mentioned in his interview. You know, when you're on the outside, you know, you're working with the outside corner more on an island type deal. When you're working in the slot, you're worried about the box, right? It's a whole different dynamic. So I think that's going to be good for him. I think we're going to see his game really elevate because he's going to be challenged a little bit differently this year. I think he's going to, you know, go into the season much more mature physically and mentally. And I think it's gonna be big. But when he mentioned the comment about winning championships, man, I mean, that's the right mentality to have. Coach Saban always told us this, QO6. He always said, right, when the team wins, everybody else wins. And what he meant by that was, if you go back and look, and I'm sure, you know, stats will probably back this, any year that we won a national championship, the rest of the team received probably more accolades than any other year. Right. Now, it might be a little bit different with Bryce Young and those guys in 2022, because, I mean, they racked up some good stuff. But go back to 2020 with Mac Jones, those guys. They ran the table. They won a national championship. Look at all the awards they won. I mean, it just works like that. And you look at any other team, right? Like, anytime a team is successful, the players always get much more accolades. So that's the right mentality. Focus on the team. Focus on the team success, because in turn, you guys are going to have a lot more individual success. And that was a very mature response from him. So you love that attitude from the players.
Hear that. And yeah. Quarterback, you know, I mean, me and QD, we be going backwards and forwards in the chat about, you know, our whole aspect of, you know, can the kid be the quarterback? But he sounded very mature. I think that he said something that, you know, having Parker that center, you know, calming him down. That made me feel a little bit better about this weekend's game. But let me shut up and let you listen, let you guys get back to these good interviews. These interviews have actually been really good today. I mean, you know, it's a good spin for making you feel good. It's Wednesday. It's hump day. It's time for football on Saturday. I mean, any crazy Christian football. I mean, it's supposed to be here Saturday.
Yeah. I know it's almost it's going to feel crazy, the fact that, you know, we're back taking the field again, because it really feels just like yesterday that, you know, we wrapped up last season, you know, everything kind of just, you know, us unpacking everything. I mean, it really feels like that was like a month ago that we were unpacking last season, and now we're already 3 days away from this year. So definitely looking forward to it, man. I think it's going to be a great year, a lot of excitement, and this weekend is going to be kicked off with, you know, a number of good games. Obviously, the Texas-Ohio State game, that's going to be a great game, followed by Alabama-Florida State. I mean, you've got LSU-Clemson. I mean, it's going to be a good weekend of college football. I can tell you that much.
Well, give your boy a follow at TideQ06 on X. I'm back on there. That's Tide, TideQ06. You know, give your boy a follow. And, hey, you know, I mean, hey, the coverage, I don't rap a lot. You know, I love my team. I love Alabama football. And it's a family environment. We get on there and we get to talking about sports, and you keep putting these posts out there on 1070 The Fan, and even Chase might jump in, and, you know, Wyatt Fulton. I mean, it's a family on there. I've been gone for 8 months, and I'm already feeling good about football just being back a few days.
There you go. You know, hey, for now, right?
I gotta go, man.
Yes, sir. We'll see you, brother. Yes, sir. Take care. It's funny. Everything's all sunshine and rainbows right now, but we all know, right? I mean, there's going to be some bumps in the road, man. That's when social media definitely gets very interesting. So be prepared for that. But on the bright side, again, this weekend, man, looking at the slate for it, I mean, really, it's just, for me, this is going to be the top ones. I think probably for most people, Chase. Texas, Ohio State kicking things off at 11. Then you got that game followed by Alabama, Florida State. Obviously, we're all tuned in for that. And then 6:30, you're going to have LSU taking on Clemson, which is a top 10 matchup. So, man, you talk about probably one of the best starts of college football in quite some time. But really looking forward to it. We'll probably try to dive into a few of those. If not today, definitely tomorrow. Just kind of quick little preview some of these other games. I know we've been talking about Alabama, Florida State. But, again, if you guys got any more questions on this matchup, we definitely will be talking more about it tomorrow with Ruben. Friday, we put a bow on everything as well, but always down to answer y'all's questions on that. I've been watching plenty of tape, so I just don't want to beat a dead horse and keep rinse and repeat. But if you guys got any questions, man, drop them in the chat, 205-342-9904. Hit us up on the phone lines, all that good stuff. But we're going to take a quick time out. We come back. Speaking of Ryan Williams, we'll go ahead and hear from him when he spoke to me yesterday. Just a few minutes, but he definitely had some good stuff to say, so we're going to keep it rolling right here on the Miller's Edge. Tide 100.9, 1230, WTBC. And real quick, let me tell you about our friends over at R&R Cigars. If you're in the market for the best premium cigars, check out R&R Cigars. rnrcigars.com, code Miller's Edge, gets you 20% off your orders. Don't miss out on those deals. Plus, if you're looking for a place to watch the games this weekend, go on over to R&R Cigars. They got the porch wraparound. It's at the mansion, man. You can't miss it. It's a great environment. The best humidor in the Southeast. Over 160 bourbons. Whole bunch of people that just love football and sports, fellowshipping and hanging out. So make sure you guys check that out as well. 2703 Gary Fitz Street is where you can find them. Again, that is R&R Cigars, the official cigar provider of Alabama football since 2014.
Up, offering fuel efficiency, advanced technology, and plush comfort. Tuscaloosa Mazda, 3100 Skyland Boulevard East, or online at TuscaloosaMazda.com.
Are you receiving unemployment? Your benefits could be at risk. Here's how you can protect yourself and your benefits. Never respond to mail notifying you of a false claim in your name. Never answer a text message asking you to verify your account. And only respond to official Alabama Department of Labor social media pages. Report fraud at labor.alabama.gov/fraud. Brought to you by the Alabama...
Tracy Lawrence. Making love just the way I planned. Tickets on sale now at pearlriverresort.com.
From our home base in Birmingham, Alabama, we are here
treating patients from every generation
across the United States
and from around the world.
We're here for the rookies
and the dreamers
trying to make a name for themselves.
We are here for the achievers
who are resilient
and won't
take no for an answer.
We're here for the coaches,
athletic trainers, and mentors.
Who are the Irish Pub, often imitated but never duplicated. Fridays at the Free with me, Gary Harris, this fall at Innisfree Irish Pub, 1925 University Boulevard in Tuscaloosa.
Serving part-time in the Army National Guard has led to a lot of firsts for me. It paid for me to be the first person in my family to go to school. That education got me to the first day at my dream job, which I can still hold while I serve part-time. That job and the home loan benefits I got from the Army National Guard helped me buy my first house. I also know that I will be one of the first to respond if my community ever needs me.
Sponsored by the Alabama Army National Guard, aired by the Alabama Broadcasters Association and this station.
Hey, it's Christian Miller, and I want to tell you about our great friends over at Brian Harding Construction. Located in the heart of Tuscaloosa, Brian Harding Construction is woman-owned and strong as steel. A specialty manufacturing firm with expertise in structural steel fabrication, ASME code piping and vessels, CNC machine work, welding, laser cutting, pipe fitting, industrial maintenance, and crane rental. With a proven track record of over 30-plus years of experience, no one is better fit for the job. For an evaluation, contact Brian Harding Construction today at 205-752-9611. Again, that's Brian Harding Construction at 205-752-9611.
This is Miller's Edge on Tide 100.9.
In fall camp and now going into the season?
Honestly, I'm super proud of Ty, you know, just not only as a football player, but as a leader. You know, he's evolved as a human being, if I'm being honest. That's the simplest way I could pull it. You know, just with, even with his confidence throwing the ball, you know, he's letting it go and he can do like this if he wanted to, just because he knows his guy's going to make a play for him. So, super excited for him.
What's the difference between his ball and Milrose's ball?
Honestly, I mean, you know, they have two different playing styles, but honestly, what's the biggest difference? I don't know. I don't
just
think
ball in the air is all,
yeah.
I mean.
Oh, okay. I don't think there's that much of a difference. Yeah, no.
How ready does Ty, just from your perspective, seem for his first start going through this week?
Honestly, I think that Ty's been ready for a while. You know, just with the way he's attacked this offseason. You know, just being here at 4 a.m., 5 a.m., and I'm bumping into him, you know, I'm going to get stretched. Then he's coming out of the film room, you know, just little things like that. You know, it's all about preparation, and he's prepared.
Ron, how good can this offense be?
Honestly, I think it could be the most explosive offense in the country, and that's just a testament to our staff, you know, our guys, you know, just focusing on the little things throughout this offseason, you know, just always being on the same page. I mean, it could be the most explosive in the country.
What has to happen for that to become a reality?
Honestly, just us continue to be on the same page. And, you know, yeah, that's really it.
Have you seen your role in this offense grow and change from year one to year two?
Honestly, the only difference between year one and year two, I mean, year one, you know, I moved around a little bit. But, you know, this year I have opportunity to, you know, affect in different ways, you know, whether that's in, out, you know, just helping out more guys.
Last year, y'all struggled as far as depth's concerned outside of you and Jeremy at receiver position. What have you seen Isaiah Horton and Derek Meadows and Rico Scott, guys like that?
Honestly, like I just said, we're about nine deep in the receiver room that could really guys that could really go. So, you know, that's definitely not a problem this year.
Coach DeBoer said, I think you just kind of alluded this a little bit, but Coach DeBoer said we might see a little bit more of you in the slot this year. What's, for you, what's the difference between playing the slot, playing outside?
Honestly, you know, I really get to, because on the outside, you know, you're just focusing on the perimeter, because, you know, that's a whole nother battle. Like, you know, you have the box and the guys on that side of the field, and on the outside, whenever you just have that one-on-one, that's a whole nother battle that people really don't understand. But whenever I'm in the slot, I get to see the whole field and, you know, really get an opportunity to help the guy right beside me, you know, really get to be a part of the play and not just a one-on-one perimeter guy.
You heard that from Jan say that the box general scout team QB. What is he like? I actually played in high school, but what is he like out there as a scout team QB?
I looked over there and he was pulling. He hit somebody with a fake pump and took off. So, I mean, you know, he got it in him. And I'm just honestly, I'm super proud of our guys. You know, everybody understanding that it takes all of us. in this season in order for us to, you know, do what we want to do. And, you know, him just going over there and attacking the scout field, that's just a testament of our guys so far.
Give you some flashbacks to the state title game?
Yeah, I try not to look over there too often. Y'all may
be mad. You're a guy that came in with some high expectations last year. How did you manage those? And then do you have any advice for maybe Ty entering his first year as a starter? I know he's older than you, but managing those expectations?
Honestly, you know, when you have the guys that we have in the locker room, you don't make it bigger than what it is. You know, you can just focus on playing for your brothers. And, you know, whenever you just play for the man right beside you, all the expectations go out the window and you end up playing better than what anybody expects. So that's pretty much the advice that I've given them so far. You know, just playing for each other. And I'm super confident in them.
What do you feel like you have to prove this season?
I don't feel like I have anything to prove. You know, just going into this season, you know, trying to do the best for the team. And I feel like whatever I do in that instance is going to be what's best for us in the long haul.
When you watch Florida State on film, what stands out the most about their secondary?
Honestly, you know, they got a lot of guys that have played, you know, whether that's at a different place, you know, have played in some games, some pretty good games. They're physical, you know, they got some downhill guys, some guys that can fly around.
Brian, how much stronger are you than even last year?
I ain't gonna lie, I'm a lot stronger than last year. You know, just being able to be in the weight room for a full off season, that was honestly a blessing. You know, just being able to mold my body the way that not only myself wanted to, but you know, the universe.
So how close are you to outlifting J-Rob?
Oh, nah, that's a whole nother ballpark. Whenever I see their numbers pop up versus mine, I just act like I ain't see it.
Speaking of that, like, how beat up did your body feel at the end of last season? Like, did you feel like you needed a lot of time off to get some rest or not?
Well, with our strength staff, they did a great job, even with, you know, me not being able to come in the winter and, you know, have a full off season last season. They still did a great job, you know, with the amount of time that we had to, you know, for me to be able to sustain throughout the season. And it wasn't, honestly, it wasn't that much of a, you know, jump off.
You hear the Florida State war chant at practice and whatnot, trying to see the progress?
I actually love it. I used to play it on NCAA 14, so it's nothing to me. You know, it's all noise at the end of the day. So, you know, just focusing on my assignment and my job.
You said this offense could be one of the most dynamic in the country. Obviously, a lot of playmakers, especially once Jam gets back too. But what's it going to take for the offense to live up to that?
Honestly, like I said, just being on the same page, you know, if everyone does their job, we're all 11, everybody has to do their job. So, you know, just continuing to do the little things day in and day out.
What's your personal goal for this season?
Win a national championship.
I heard Lockway's been playing scout team quarterback. Mm-hmm. Gets the chance to play quarterback again. What's it like to see a friend like that give one of the best defenses in the country a look?
I mean, like I said earlier, you know, it's a testament to, you know, the guys that we have in the room, you know, just being selfless and, you know, understanding that it's going to take all of us.
And finally, we hear all SEC media did, but a catchable ball, Ty throws. I'm interested, outside of just the catchable ball, from a leadership standpoint, how fiery can he get, especially in camp?
Man, you should see him, you know, whenever we were warming up before practice. You can see his vein popping out of his neck. He gets super excited. And that's really the juice that, you know, sometimes the squad needs, because, you know, every day isn't going to be a perfect day. And he knows exactly whenever. He can honestly feel it. You know, that's all of our all of the leaders in general. We all talk about it. And, you know, we're like, okay, it's one of those days, we can tell. And he always does a great job of, you know, bringing that juice.
So there you go. Ryan Williams speaking to the media yesterday. Number of things. Quick thing, though, for the people asking him about Jalen Mbakwe, the scout team quarterback, just so they know. So the practice fields are split. So offense, when they're doing their, you know, prep periods and whatnot, they're on one side. Defense is on a whole different field, meaning he's not going to see the scout team offense operate. Why? Because they're working with the starting, not just the defense in general. While he's over on his field with the offense working against the scout team defense. So I know they're asking, and I get it, because those guys have a good relationship, whatnot. But just so that they know, maybe for next time, which I highly doubt, they're probably writing articles right now. But he wouldn't really be able to see that. Only thing, like he said, maybe he glanced over, which I'll be honest with you, he might have just caught that, or maybe he could have just been being nice, trying to give them something. But typically, like, for example, like when I'm doing arm periods, like I wouldn't really hardly ever get to see like whatever the scout team defense was doing on the other field, because it's a whole different area. But anyway, in terms of what he was talking about, though, I mean, We already talked about it with QO6, but the fact that, you know, answer to his individual goals was winning a national championship. Love that. Again, I think that reflects kind of what we've been gathering from this team, you know, throughout the offseason, through camp, all that good stuff about just like the selflessness and really just trying to play for one another and trying to get back on track and just play at that Alabama standard. But definitely liked him breaking down kind of how his role could look a little bit different. The fact that, you know, playing inside versus outside, how that looks a little bit different, how, you know, it impacts the game a little bit more. So really good stuff from Alabama wide receiver Ryan Williams, man. Definitely does seem like he's growing up a little bit, and I'm really excited to see him this upcoming season as well. We got to hit a timeout. We come back. We wrap things up on this Wednesday edition. If you guys want to hop in a late call, 205-342-9904, feel free to jump on here and help us close out the show. Quick timeout. We'll be right back right on the Miller's Edge, presented by the Good Feet Store, America's art sport experts.
Go inside the Alabama Crimson Tide with the Gary Harris Show.
Hey, it's Gary Harris. Thursday morning at 9 a.m., the coach Ellis Johnson joins us to preview week one of the college football season, the SEC, Alabama, and Florida State, plus Jeff Spiegel, sports anchor at ABC 3340, and your phone calls. That's the Gary Harris Show, Thursday.
Free with any smart bed and adjustable base. Ends Labor Day. All Sleep Number smart beds offer temperature solutions for your best sleep. Check it out at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com today.
From our home base in Birmingham, Alabama, we are here
treating patients from every generation
across the United States
and from around the world.
We're here for the rookies
and the dreamers
trying to make a name for themselves.
We are here for the achievers
who are resilient
and won't take no for an answer.
We're here for the coaches,
athletic trainers, and mentors
who are shaping the next generation.
Fun, easy, and exciting. Visit us online today. Tuscaloosa Dodge, Tuscaloosa Mazda, and Mercedes-Benz of Tuscaloosa. Three great dealerships. One promise, your car, your way today.
Serving part-time in the Army National Guard has led to a lot of firsts for me. It paid for me to be the first person in my family to go to school. That education got me to the first day at my dream job, which I can still hold while I serve part-time. That job and the home loan benefits I got from the Army National Guard helped me buy my first house.
Ask your doctor about Tremfya today. Call 1-800-526-7736 to learn more or visit TremfyaRadio.com.
Tide 100.9, Tuscaloosa weather.
A very nice afternoon, a good supply of sunshine, the high today 83. Very pleasant tonight, mostly clear with a low at 61. Tomorrow, partly sunny during the day, then the chance of a few showers tomorrow night, the afternoon high 82. I'm James Spann with the Alabama Weather Network on Tide 100.9. It's 82 degrees in Tuscaloosa.
This is Miller's Edge on Tide 100.9.
Into this Wednesday edition of the Miller's Edge, Tide 100.9, 1230 WTBC. All right, so we've been listening to a lot of interviews, which I hope you guys enjoy, but a lot of stuff to catch up on. Week one, I mean, there's so much media stuff that we want to cover, and we've got plenty of time for it. Again, we've been breaking down this Florida State-Alabama game for a good minute now since Monday, and so trying to take some time to go hear from coaches, players, all that good stuff. Tomorrow, again, we will be joined by former Alabama linebacker Reuben Foster, breaking down this matchup, get his thoughts on this offense that we will face this weekend. Again, me and Reuben played against Gus Malzahn throughout college, so we'll have some good thoughts and talk based upon that. And we'll keep on rolling, plus a couple other things planned leading up to Friday here on the show. But we do need to finish the rest of this Coach Womack interview from yesterday, and we only got a few minutes left. So let's go ahead and jump back over to that and finish up the press conference from Kane Womack from the other day.
Well, I think like anything, you know, you put the ball down and you prepare your guys to go execute regardless of environment. And that's what we talk quite about. You know, it's not the noise, it's not home, it's not the road, it's not all the different variables. It's just about the work. It's about the execution. It's about doing your job, but it's such a high level that all the external variables are removed and you just do your job for that one play, like it's the most important snap of the game. And then can you do that consistently over and over and over again. And those are the things that I think our coaches have done a really good job. I think Kalen does a tremendous job of just keeping the main thing for our players so that they can execute when it matters most. And I think that's what, you know, we're preparing them to do.
Go to Katie, middle second row.
You talked about in your opening that going into year two, guys understand the standard better that they're supposed to play at. Just kind of where do you feel like going into year two confidence-wise in this defense compared to where you were maybe at this time last year?
Well, I know a lot more of the variables. You know, I know our coaches better. We understand each other better, right? There's a gel that's, you know, that has to take place in the coaching staff. And I feel like we're in as great of a place as I've been. I think we're a close-knit group on defense as a coaching staff. I think our players see that, and I think that's reflected in the work and the energy that you see and feel at practice defensively. And I think, you know, understanding our players better gives us as a defensive staff the best opportunity to put them in the right positions. And so we understand ourselves better, we understand our players better, and then certainly from an opponent standpoint, if you look at the, you know, the majority of the season, there's a lot of common opponents. This one, not necessarily so, but I think there's similarities in some of the things that we feel like we're going to see throughout the year, that just a better understanding and grasp of what we're doing. So those are the fun things about going into year two and being prepared and kind of having that gel and understanding. You feel that team chemistry right now defensively.
Okay,
you've spoken a lot about the idea that whoever can meet this threshold will get a chance to play no matter, you know, what position or what age they are. In regards to the Wolf position, how many of those guys do you feel comfortable going out there and playing up to that standard?
Yeah, I think we've got a number of guys, as we've talked about before, that can go in and play for us. You know, obviously you've got experienced players in Quay Russo and Zebo Latham. Yanze Pierre has done some tremendous things, and I've seen a lot of growth and maturity from him. But then also some younger players, right, like Justin Hill and Noah Carter, are doing some great things. It's about building more consistency in their game, right? So they flash, but, you know, how consistent can they become that you feel confident that they can go out on any given play, any given down, and go execute at a high level? And those are the things that they'll continue to push in that regard. But I would say those guys are on the right trajectory right now.
At IHG Hotels and Resorts, you can explore the neighborhood or live like a local.
Sorry, another commercial real quick before we skip this, but shout out to the Wolves, man. He just mentioned it. He threw out Yanze Pierre really stepping up, and that was one of my questions, right? Who's going to be that other Wolf alongside Quay Russo, which we knew, you know, technically going down the depth chart, it automatically you would assume, you know, Yanze Pierre, who saw time on the field last year. But hearing that he's been stepping up, that's definitely a great sign.
You've had a lot of reps to get to this point. You can simulate things all you want, but it changes on Saturday. Yeah. What are the lingering questions, one or two questions you have in your mind that you want to see, you're anxious to see answered at Florida State?
Well, I think, you know, we talk to the players about this all the time. Game day is different, and it always is, it always has been, and always will be. And that's exciting. That's what makes the game so special, right? Ball gets put down in front of a group of fans, home, on the road, all the work that you've done, playing each other, preparing, walkthroughs, scout teams, and then ultimately, right, you got to go execute in the moment. And I think I'm excited to see how our players will handle that. We have some players that have tremendous experience in terms of playing in big environments and crowds. You've got other guys that have limited experience, and you're going to have some guys that have none from a college standpoint that are going to play in the game for us. And so how they handle the environment, how they handle the opportunity at hand is something that I'm looking forward to seeing. And then I think you always, from a defensive standpoint, early in the season, you want to see how well you tackle, you know, especially when you're looking at a running offense with a quarterback that you know, can create and generate explosive plays with his feet, and he can extend plays with his feet. That's something that, you know, ultimately we got to put the ball down and go play.
And we'll finish up with Joe, second row in the middle.
Coach, kind of building off a lot of these, with the depth and experience that you've built over the last 2 years, how comfortable are you deviating from the standard 4-2-5?
I'm confused by your question a little bit. When you say deviating from the standard of 242, you're saying like what other personnel groupings? Okay, I'm sorry. When you look at the experience that we have and some of the things that we feel like we can put ourselves in the best chance personnel wise to get the right people on the field at the right time, year two allows you to be able to do more things, certainly. And so there's some things that we will have geared up and prepared for that, you know, not necessarily maybe anything new that we didn't show last season, just being able to expand off of those packages, right, is probably the biggest advantage you have in year two than you had in year one.
Definitely hope we see that this Saturday and throughout the course of this season, a little bit more of an expansion of what they do defensively. I think that will, in turn, we talk about the adjustments that we hope to see more of. Well, with an expanded, I guess, playbook/system, you would imagine there should be some more adjustments in there, which I think would definitely benefit this team. We got to get out of here, make room for T-Town Sports Daily coming up next. Appreciate everybody on this Wednesday edition. Again, tomorrow we will be joined by former Alabama linebacker Reuben Foster here on the show, breaking down this matchup this weekend and more. So make sure you guys stay tuned for that right here on the Miller's Edge, presented by the Good Feet Store, America's Art Sport Experts. See you guys tomorrow.